one thing everyone who grew up loving Star Wars as I did should do is go see the latest installment of the saga, Rise of Skywalker. Not because it's a particularly good film, but honestly, nor is it a terrible one, it's just pointless. All of the chips were on the table. They had all of the ingredients we wanted to care about. They had the characters, the budget, the music, even the practical effects and costumes and puppets. Most of all, they had a carte blanche to write a new and modern chapter of a story that means so much to so many. But instead, they managed to make something, while entirely dependent on the nostalgia of those very people, without really understanding what made it special to them in the first place. I could go on and on about how many rules of the universe they upturned, world-breaking mechanics they indulge in, and how they cheapened the very foundations of the original stories. I mean, why is the Death Star even special if every single Star Destroyer gets a planet-killing laser, And yet simultaneously, there's almost no breath of dialogue lacking in some throwback comment or insider joke. All a superficial hat tip to the same fans they were alienating. Wink wink, nudge nudge, see what we did there, aren't we clever, don't you like it? This new trilogy could have been a story of redemption, a redemption of the cringy prequels invigorated with fresh energy, ready for a new generation of fan to fall in love with. For Rey, it could have been a story of her falling to the dark side and finding a way back. For Finn, it could have been a story of coming to grips with his stormtrooper past, something we've never seen in Star Wars before. Alas, there is no hero's journey that the original trilogy is so famous for. Our heroes win without ever really taking a risk, and it seems to cost them nothing to do so. It could have, but it didn't. And so in the end, there is no payoff, because there are no stakes. That's just hollow and meaningless. Nothing wagered, nothing earned. In some cruel twist of irony or self-awareness, there are several quotes in the film saying if we don't do X or we don't do Y, then everything will have been for nothing. It will be meaningless. Indeed. Now another Disney franchise, Marvel, has managed to avoid this fate. And while it has been panned by Scorsese, saying that it's just about roller coasters, that's fine. That is what they are. They're just entertainment. They're fun. And when they fully embrace that and are self-aware, that's often when I think they're at their best. But with on a roller coaster, if there's no peril, there's no thrill. We inherently understand that there is danger there, and that's why it's fun. And if these new Star Wars films were just enjoyable on their own, that would be fine. But they fail even at being just fun. And somehow, in the process, they manage to tarnish my memory and my feelings about all of Star Wars. Now contrast that with something like Harry Potter. Everyone, good and bad, loses something or someone. Harry feels the burden of all those who fight and they die for him because they believe in what he stands for. Hermione makes her own parents forget her to protect them. And Dumbledore not only sacrifices himself, and eventually Snape's, but knows full well what he is putting Harry through. And because of those costs, that story means more to us in the end, and it stands on its own without needing to remind us of its origins. They could have made a new generation fall in love with the magical and exotic Star Wars universe, and maybe for some young people out there it did, I don't know. But for someone who grew up with his imagination immersed in Star Wars, to me this is instead an end. A reminder that we can't go back to our childhoods and relive falling in love with the worlds of our stories. Kylo Ren says early in the series, "Let the past die. Kill it if you have to." Now unfortunately Disney couldn't let go, but they also couldn't hold on either. They did seem to manage to kill Star Wars, at least for me. And maybe this is something that just I feel, or maybe it's part of the Disneyfication of Hollywood. Almost all the top box office films this year were from Disney. In the novel Cloud Atlas, there's an allusion to the fact that all films are known eponymously as Disney's, and I think if we want to inspire the next generation of imaginations through film, maybe that's the future we should really be striving to avoid. Thanks for listening to One Thing by me, Jeremy Pennycook. One Thing is a new project where I'll share my thoughts on a single topic or idea. It's been a while since the first episode, but I'm hoping it'll be less than another 6 months in between this episode and the next one. Let me know what you think. Talk soon.